This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Obama will speak tonight at the Democratic National Convention, but opening night last night belonged to President Biden.
After a four-minute ovation.
Thank you, Kamala, too.
The president went out of his way to back his vice president.
We've had one of the most extraordinary 4 years of progress ever, period. When I say we, I mean Kamala and me.
Ticking off successes while capping a five-decade career in public service.
I gave my best to you.
And urging Democrats to support Harris.
She's experienced, and she has enormous integrity.
Harris made a surprise appearance before the president's speech and emotionally greeted him on stage after. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vice President Harris warmly thanked the president for his years in office as she picks up the torch and becomes the Democratic Party nominee.
Joe, thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation, and for all you will continue to do. We are forever grateful to you.
Rival Donald Trump is visiting battleground states this week. He was at a factory in Pennsylvania yesterday.
Kamala, we'll bury American workers in regulations. I will liberate our workers with the largest regulatory cuts ever recorded. We've already done some of them, but she put them right back. They put them right back.
Israel says it's found the bodies of six hostages taken in the attack that started the war in Gaza. BMW is recalling thousands of vehicles because of an issue with the water pump's electrical connector. It could lead to a fire. The recall includes some X1, X3, and X5 vehicles, as well as some other models. This is AP News. A Wisconsin woman's been sentenced after being accused of killing her alleged sex trafficker. The AP's Jennifer King with this story.
Crystal Kaiser made headlines at the age of 17 when she shot and killed 34-year-old Randall Volar at his home in Wisconsin in 2018, burned down his house, and stole his BMW. Now a Kenosha County judge has handed her a sentence of 11 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. She'll get credit for about 1.5 years of time served. Anti-violence groups flocked to Kaiser's defense and raised money for her original bail. She said Volar had been molesting and selling her as a prostitute for over a year leading up to his death. Her attorneys had argued she was legally allowed to kill the man under a state law that absolves sex trafficking victims. She faced multiple charges, but pled guilty in May to second-degree reckless homicide to avoid a long trial and possible life sentence. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. is sending Congo its first vaccine doses to address the Mpox outbreak there. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.